It's Friday, July 7th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. An AI traffic dip. Is it a seasonal phenomenon or a sign of concern? Microsoft tightens their partner code of conduct. What does it mean for you? And stepping into the future, Apple's latest patents bring mixed reality into everyday use. This is the Business of Tech. This is a bit of a data rapid fire. Researchers tested if people could tell the difference between AI and human-generated tweets. The results? They couldn't. They also couldn't tell if the tweet was real. Another one, AI can automate 40% of the average workday, with automation already removing an average of 20% of previously manual tasks. That, from a Valor survey, with Salesforce's numbers saying the same thing for automation, and adding that more than 50% of sales and service teams don't know how to get the most value out of generative AI. The Harris poll on behalf of Insight Enterprises finds that within the next 3 years, most business leaders expect to adopt generative AI to make employees more productive at 72% and enhance customer service at 66%. Around half of Insight's generative AI report respondents expect to use the technology to assist with research and development at 53% and software development and testing at 50%. 79% of corporate strategists said that technologies such as analytics, artificial intelligence, and automation will be critical to their success over the next 2 years, according to Gartner. And some negative backlash. In a Malwarebytes survey, only 10% surveyed agreed with the following statements. I trust the information produced by ChatGPT, while 63% disagreed. But the one to note, ChatGPT web and mobile traffic fell 9.7% month over month in June. Per SimilarWeb, it's not just ChatGPT, Character.ai saw 32% less web and mobile traffic in June than the prior month, and Google's Bard website declined slightly. But also, the top 100 search sites saw a 3.1% dip, and Facebook is down 3.2%. Why do we care? A critical theory is that students are not using generative AI, so the dip is due to the summer, or the broad summer dip in web traffic. I'm a big data nerd, so I noted these data points this week. The story they tell is more important. AI has a lot of potential, and the consensus is that becoming a technology expert here will be key. There's a trust gap, generally found in technologies seemingly appearing out of nowhere, despite their history. And finally, while one might be tempted to find that usage drop-off worrying, I find it useful. We can link the use to actual user reasons for using the product. That's good news. Microsoft has changed the penalties for violation of contracts and the partner code of conduct. For some of the worst offenders, Microsoft could revoke the solution provider's ability to sell in certain partner programs and even remove the provider from the partner ecosystem. Some of the ways partners can violate the partner code of conduct include breaking anti-corruption and anti-money laundering laws through bribery, kickbacks, and other practices, improperly influencing government officials, employees, or political candidates through gifts, meals, travel, and entertainment, breaking fair competition and antitrust laws, breaking the rules around government procurement, tenders, and bids, including conspiring with other partners to rig bids, place orders before tender finalization, and fix prices, placing orders from Microsoft Technologies, products, support, or services without a corresponding customer order or agreement, cold calling seniors, children, and other vulnerable consumers to buy or subscribe to unneeded technical support or services, false, inaccurate, or misleading advertising and marketing, discriminatory hiring, compensation, training access, promotions, firings, and retirement due to protected statuses such as race, sex, national origin, religion, age, disability, gender identity, disability, political affiliation, and veteran status, sexual harassment, misbehavior at Microsoft events, and not having an adequate training program. Why do we care? There's a tactical reason to care, the fundamental don't do bad things reason. don't do bad things. Here's a more interesting angle. How do you feel about Microsoft setting ethics for their partners? They're a private business and free to do what they want, and as a partner, I tend to trust them. And these are pretty good rules of the road. They take on risk doing business with you, too, after all. I'm particularly optimistic about this move for Microsoft, and note, they can pull it off. Play the mental game here for all your vendor partners. How would you feel if this was Google, Ingram Micro? I'll get spicy and say Kaseya. Now, vendors, consider how your trust with your customer base matters. Here's a pair of Apple items. Apple has been granted a patent to supplement watching sports games using the Apple Vision Pro mixed reality headset. Digital scoreboards on screen are absent during live sporting events. Apple thinks people miss these elements when attending in-person games, and the company wants to incorporate them in Vision Pro. Apple's patent includes implementing one or more devices that use image sensors and microphones to gather and display sports data and audio during a live game. These sensors would obtain images of the field, detect moving objects on the field, gather data relevant to the current game, and transparently or translucently display the data on the field for the Vision Pro wearer. Apple has also filed another patent for a computer with accessory projectors on each side to project images onto nearby surfaces, like the walls behind it. It describes the projector system that could become part of future iMacs. Aside from displaying images on the computer monitor, quote, the electronic device may project images onto nearby surfaces, according to the patent publication. Why do we care? Spatial computing is finding its use cases. The version 1 Vision Pro is not going to pull this off. I won't sit at a Nationals baseball game and wear one of these in a DC summer. Plus, the battery barely supports a baseball game. But project out into the future and assume this is lighter, smaller, and has a battery that lasts. Now, does the Vision make more sense? And more importantly, consider the projection system Apple is thinking about. Suppose my monitor also displayed additional information on the wall behind my computer, or maybe the desk in front of it. In that case, there's a use case for spatial computing I can again picture. We care because of the long-term vision, not the specific move. This one is fun to ponder. Your clients are looking for proactive cyber resilience and you to be their virtual chief information security officer to assess their security posture, enhance compliance readiness, and reduce their cyber risk. Want to do that at scale? Sonomi's AI-driven vCISO platform helps managed service providers and consulting firms make their customers cyber resilient. Try it today. Visit Sonomi.com and book a demo. Tell them you heard about it on the Business of Tech. That's CYNOMI.com. Thanks for listening. Today, National Strawberry Sunday Day, as well as National Day of Rock and Roll. Two good fun ones to think about going into the weekend. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend, a good one talking about compensation with Peter Kujawa of Service Leadership, and I'll be back again next week. Have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPRadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.